As Arizona and the rest of the country were emerging from the Great Recession more than a decade ago, the Center for the Future of Arizona commissioned a survey by Gallup that asked Arizonans of all backgrounds, experiences, and income levels what their aspirations were for the state. It was part of the effort known as the Arizona We Want. The past 10 years have seen the state grow in many ways, becoming even more diverse and changing to some extent its political leanings. It was into that environment that the second Arizona We Want Gallup survey was conducted. The results are being presented this morning by the Center for the Future of Arizona's president and CEO, Sybil Francis. I spoke with her earlier to find out more about what was learned, and we started by looking at what was significant about the results of the initial survey more than 10 years ago.
When we surveyed Arizonans in 2009, we discovered that there were very high levels of agreement on major issues like education, healthcare, jobs, infrastructure, environment, and others. And from that, those shared public values, we created the concept of the Arizona We Want, which is a shared vision of success for the future of our state that reflects the aspirations of Arizonans. And from that, we developed a way to measure and report on how we're doing, and those are the Arizona progress meters that we use to let Arizonans and leaders know how we're doing in our state.
When you're modifying this next survey, a decade later, how much went into either taking into account what survey respondents said at the time or how the state itself has changed over this decade or so?
Well, of course, we've experienced a great deal of growth in the last decade, and certain issues have come more to the fore or are getting more noteworthy. So, for example, climate change was not something that was discussed all that explicitly 10 years ago. We've had certainly continuing discussions about immigration and those questions in our state. When we launched the survey last August to October, when we fielded it, we certainly had not anticipated or planned on launching a statewide survey in the middle of a pandemic. In a highly politicized political environment and presidential campaign, or in a major reckoning on racial justice. So we were very interested in what we were going to learn from those circumstances.
Does there appear to be hopefulness? There's always, of course, concern about the future. There's always a little bit of fear because we don't know. It's uncertain. But did there seem to be some hopefulness, and did that go up or down?
Well, what we found was that 7 out of 10, 70% of Arizonans are very proud to say that they live in Arizona, but they do have some concerns about the future. They do not have great faith that elected leaders are visionary or long-term thinkers. At the same time, they also don't necessarily believe that Arizonans care enough about each other. Having said that, I find great hope, and I think the people that I have shared these findings with seem to get great hope from this notion that we all do have these shared public values, that we care about the most important things to the future of our state. And that seems to really, really resonate with people and give them hope. And I think the fact that we have such high levels of agreement, and also we found that 75% of Arizonans say that they're willing to come together with others with whom they disagree to work out differences and solve problems.
How does it feel to be involved in something like this where, because of trying to listen to other residents of the state and the area, that you can really try to drive change and affect change and not just bring it from on high, but actually work with people and try to process this information?
Well, to me, it's very exciting and very empowering. You know, our organization doesn't create this agenda ourselves. This is really Arizona's agenda. And in that sense, we see this as kind of a gift to Arizona to be able to take and make changes. And I think even beyond, you know, the impact of the data is the recognition that we are all in this together, that we not only agree on things, but that we can actually get things done. Because in addition to identifying these shared public values through this report, we also identified a set of 42 actions that helped drive those outcomes that Arizonans want that also have incredibly high levels of support.
Can you share a few of the 42 with us?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that Arizonans want, for example, is they want to close gaps in educational outcomes for Arizona students who are not succeeding at the levels that they ought to be succeeding. So 75% of Arizonans want to close gaps in educational outcomes for students, regardless of their background or zip code. 85% of Arizonans want mental health services available and affordable for all Arizonans who need them. We found that particularly in rural Arizona, mental health services were sorely lacking. 85% want regulations to protect rural water supply, so Arizonans understand that our water future is very important. Very important questions that we asked around criminal justice reform, experiences of racism, and treatment by the law enforcement. So 77% of Arizonans want criminal justice reform, and only 28% of Arizonans believe that race relations in Arizona are good. These are things that we can use to build on.
How much of this is on, though, individual Arizonans to come together to try to drive these things? And how much is it that, you know, they need to push their leaders and others to try to do things? I guess how much pressure is there on us as citizens as opposed to citizens making their voices heard?
Well, certainly it's leaders informed by Arizonans that are most likely to make many of these changes, although we do say that changes are not just about legislative solutions or more money for certain things. Those things are important. There certainly are other ways that we can advance our state. But you're absolutely right. We need leaders who can lead. And this came through very clearly in the survey. And I think Arizonans don't necessarily see that the leadership has the long-term vision and long-term planning that they would like to see. How we solve that is something that Arizonans can decide. Having said that, you know, we did ask about election processes, and there is great support for more convenient as well as more accessible voting. And some indications we have that Arizonans might be interested in changing the structure even of elections, including taking a look at things like ranked choice elections.
That is Dr. Sybil Francis. She is president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. We've been talking about the latest Gallup survey about the Arizona we want. Dr. Francis, thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve. Great to be with you.